we told you yesterday about this suspected hijacking of an oil tanker off the coast of England. It's all been resolved. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, and it was resolved about half an hour after we spoke yesterday, and it took all of 7 minutes in the end. That's apparently how long it took for these commandos to go in from the special boat squadron. So it was a special forces unit, four helicopters, two of them providing backup fire. Ultimately, no shots fired, but they roped onto the deck. They managed to rescue the crew and then round up these seven Nigerian asylum seekers who've all now been arrested. I would think, as asylum seekers go, that's not the best way of seeking asylum, frankly. It's to try to hijack an oil tanker off the south coast of England. But there are plenty of lessons to be learned there. On the one hand, it was a classic training mission, really, for these SBS commandos. On the other hand, what if they had been terrorists? What if this oil tanker had been blown apart 3 miles off the south coast of England?
Yeah, they responded pretty quickly to it. Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about Christmas and how it's going to look because of coronavirus. And some of the language from the government there is worrying people, because they say the ambition is for people to celebrate Christmas. We're hopeful you'll be able to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, it's a thing, isn't it? Because this far out, I mean, it's probably actually a bit closer than we tend to think it is, but basically 8 weeks beforehand, it's impossible to tell. So, for instance, at the moment, with all the various tiered restrictions being introduced in parts of the country, no one's actually putting time limits on terribly many of them. So London went into so-called Tier 2. We don't know how long that'll last. Tier 2 would mean no mixing of households, which obviously would rather dent Christmas. But an interesting number of Conservative MPs, so within Boris Johnson's own party, about 60 of them, have so far clubbed together and are saying that it might do more harm than good to have all these restrictions in place for Christmas, because of the damaging psychological effect, the mental well-being of the country, and also the basic practicality that many people will just break the rules if it comes to seeing Granny on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I think so. I think they've got to be careful there. Now, I might need a little bit of advice. I've got one of the UK's biggest media personalities on my program in the next hour.
Yes.
Piers Morgan. Any advice?
Well, apart from putting on your hard hat and maybe a flak jacket, I suppose the thing with Piers is that he's very articulate, he's very forthright, but sometimes it's difficult to get a question in sideways. But I imagine, Ben, you've got control of his fader. You can just duck him down and get your question in anyway. Don't let him rant, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll do my best and we'll catch up tomorrow. Thank you very much.
You're on.
There's our favourite in the UK, Adam Gilchrist, and Piers Morgan, our now second favourite, will be joining us at 7:15 this morning.